is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Full Time. My name's Matt Jones, and let's get reaction now to this breaking news this evening that David Haye has pulled out of his fight with Tony Bellew due to an arm injury. I'm delighted to be joined now by Tony's coach, David Caldwell. Welcome to the show, David.
How are you doing? All right?
I'm very well, thanks. Probably better than you are this evening, because this is devastating news for Tony.
Yeah, it is. He's put in a lot of work over the last couple of months in preparation for his fight. He's been through a lot, and he's shown just how professional he is, and how strong, how strong he is mentally. And for it all to be for nothing, I'm just absolutely devastated for him.
Absolutely. Well, when did you find out the news then? Because it broke on Twitter about an hour ago.
Yeah. Obviously, we found out the other night. And then it's just been a case of sitting on it and knowing. I think it was night before last we found out. Then we got told that he was having surgery immediately the next day, and we need to see what the prognosis was for that. And apparently the surgery's gone really, really well. And it's a straightforward sort of thing, and yeah, he's expecting to be back punching in 4 to 6 weeks, so he says. I don't know. It's one of those things where you just can't believe it. You know, you see it happen with other people. You know, we've seen it happen with Tyson Fury when he pulled out and stuff like that, and you just think, oh, gutted for him. To be in that sort of position, and then you find yourself in that position. And Tony was absolutely sick.
I bet he was. Well, we've seen it happen with David before. Was it in the back of your mind that it might happen?
You always think that, you always do worry about that. But this is an injury that could actually happen to anybody. It wasn't something where, his body's just given up on him over the slightest thing. He's apparently fallen down the steps, put his arm out to stop himself from falling, and he's done his bicep that way. It wasn't the Achilles, it wasn't the other shoulders and bicep that he's done before. It's a completely fresh injury, so the saving grace for him, I suppose, is that. But again, it's David Haye again, so it's just one of those things.
It certainly is. Well, what's the plan now for Tony then? Because obviously he's already been out the ring for a while, and it's going to be even longer now by the time he next gets back in the ring.
Yeah, that's right. What's the plan? To be honest, it's still quite raw and everything's all up in the air right now. We're just seeing what the situation is, what's the best options. He's going to, sort that out with Eddie Hearn and see what the best option is for him. What date does that bring, and obviously the financial rewards, really. So you've got to see the whole package to see what the next step is. But Tony's going to, he's worked hard, he's got himself in good shape, and he's going to keep himself in good shape. So, We'll keep just ticking over, really, and then you'll have yourself a good Christmas and New Year with the family, and then once we've got an actual date, we know how to prepare camp for it.
Tony Bellew, sir, coach David Caldwell, joining me, Matt Jones, on Radio City Talk on Full Time. So we understand it has been postponed, the fight, not cancelled. Mm-hmm. So is he likely to fight before then?
Like I said, I just don't know, because it's very fresh. It's very, everything's all up in the air right now. Like I said, Tony will speak with Eddie and see what the options are. We can't make any sort of decisions and say anything until he knows what options are out there in front of him. Tony's been dealt a pretty cruel blow here. Like you say, he's been out for a long time. He's put all his efforts and his endeavours into this training camp, and now there's nothing there at the end of it. And you're only talking, 4 weeks to that date. So we were in the last throes of camp, and the hard work and everything. But he has to see what's best for him, and whatever's best for him is the option that he'll take.
Well, one person who is calling him out on Twitter already, and I've seen you responding to him, is Tyson Fury, and I guess that's something that is not going to be happening in the immediate future then.
No, it's not going to happen December 17th, that's for sure. I don't know. It's the thing is, what you got with Tony will fight anybody. You know, Tyson Fury is just calling out absolutely everybody right now. He wants to get back in the game and in the spotlight. And obviously the second biggest name in British boxing right now is Tony Bellew. You know, he probably wants he sees an opportunity for him to step in there. But I don't know. I just don't know. Like I said, he's just piped up. I've only just seen him himself. I've seen a video of him. I don't know if he were in a cafe or a restaurant somewhere doing his little video. So I don't know.
Well, is it going to be an intriguing time ahead for Tony? We do wish him well, David, and thank you very much for joining us on Full Time this afternoon.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.
That's David Caldwell there, Tony Bellew's coach, on this devastating news this afternoon that David Hay has pulled out of the fight at the O2 Arena in less than a month's time due to a biceps injury.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.